Hello, everyone. My name is Brian Undlin. I'm an IT sourcing analyst here at Upper Edge. Today, I'm going to be walking you through the primary hosting options for your ERP environments, focusing specifically on SAP. If you're listening to this, you probably know that due to their high price tags, IT projects are often the first on the chopping block when costs need to be cut. And that was even before COVID. In the current state of the market, hosting providers are feeling that pain as well, making this a perfect time to reevaluate your SAP hosting option. The SAP hosting market has been going through a time of change starting back in 2013 when they launched their own hosting option, HANA Enterprise Cloud, or HEC. In 2019, SAP kicked off Project Embrace, shifting the focus to the established hyperscalers, Amazon, Google, and Microsoft Azure. Shortly thereafter, they joined forces directly with Azure, not only as a hosting partner, but also a reseller of their software. All three of these hyperscalers have grown and improved since their inception, and they all offer a full stack of support services. So you can have your environment hosted and supported under the same contractual relationship if you so choose. All these moves coincide with the writing on the wall that is SAP's end of support to their legacy ECC system by 2027. This is going to push an incredibly large and wealthy customer base to the cloud all at once. So you may be one of these enterprises being pushed closer and closer to that ledge. How do you decide which avenue to choose? Now, no two situations are exactly alike, but we recommend you ask yourself some questions in this vein about your roadmap. Can your enterprise make a transition both to the cloud and a new SAP software in the near future? If you have a transition date penciled in, it cannot hurt to engage your intended partners up to a year in advance to lay the groundwork. What are the limitations of your team? Do you have the hours to spare to negotiate and maintain several new major contractual relationships? What kind of environment are you going to need? If you plan on using this SAP software off the shelf with little customization of any kind, the hyperscalers are the easiest option, especially if quick access and enhancements to your code base are not a priority for you. Knowing your end game is important. Whether it's one of the hyperscalers, a private cloud option, or even a hybrid of the two, regardless of what you choose, every ERP project, SAP or otherwise, is supported by four main pillars. You've got the servers making up your infrastructure, hosting the actual environment. You need a systems integrator to customize and install your solution for you. You need technical support for the software and functional application management services, or AMS. The question of who to pick to host your environment can sometimes be answered by how you want it to be managed and supported. I already mentioned SAP HEC. With this service offering, your contractual relationship is with SAP alone, and they manage your services in-house while sourcing your infrastructure duties to a hyperscaler. These days, that's primarily going to be Azure, given their partnership with them. This is a very convenient and easy option for the customer, but that ease of use is going to cost you. Another option is to do it yourself. Large enterprises with the capability find a lot of success with this DIY approach, where you RFP and downselect the best SI and hosting partners individually, and then you supply your own application support with your internal teams. Now, most common among our clients tends to be what we call a do-it-for-me approach, where RFPs are used to select all the vendors individually, even the AMS and tech support providers. The downside to this option is shouldering all of the contractual relationships and negotiations independently, a very time-consuming process. The final option, which is gaining popularity, is often referred to as professional or pro. In this construct, an enterprise chooses their preferred hyperscaler hosting provider and solicits app support from one of that provider's network of partnered suppliers. And the hyperscaler is the one managing the contractual relationship for you. This is an ideal option for enterprises who are less concerned with finding the absolute lowest possible price tag and just want an easy negotiation process. Now, deciding which path you're going to take, we recommend you start by asking yourself the following questions. What is your degree of internal maturity? Can you comfortably manage your own support services or manage multiple contractual relationships to achieve this goal? Will a public cloud work for you? Or do you have data regulations or outdated operating systems you use that are going to force you to a customizable private cloud option with a third-party infrastructure provider such as IBM? what is your business or IT roadmap? Will you be an SAP-only shop for the foreseeable future, or will you be leveraging multiple platforms? What level of volume flexibility do you require? If you're a seasonal business or need the ability to scale your usage up and down, the hyperscalers are going to have the best options to allow you to maintain cost predictability. Finally, do you currently have any existing vendor relationships you can leverage to help negotiate the best possible deal for yourself? The importance of this process cannot be overstated. You can negotiate the best software deal the world has ever seen, but if you neglect the four pillars supporting it, you'll end up left in the dust at the starting line. If you have any questions on the SAP hosting options or requests of future topics to cover, please leave them down in the comment section below. Thank you very much for listening and have a great day.